What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the All Days Off podcast, brought to you by 4Play Social.
What up, what up?
It is a different bit of an atmosphere. It is late night. It's 10:40 on a Monday. We had to make some adjustments due to Mama's Day.
In traffic, but we'll get to that later.
Traffic, yeah.
But yeah, different vibe. We're out here Monday. We're getting lit. It's fucking sick.
We were just scarfing down some popcorn.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be...
Me and my roommate get like two bags of popcorn, and they're gone that night.
Of course. We're going to be taking kernels out of our teeth all night.
This is why I've started flossing, is because I get so many popcorn kernels stuck in my teeth.
This is like one of those healthy brand popcorns.
Oh, yeah. We got to plug this shit.
Yeah, plug it.
I want them to become a sponsor just so that I can get... Because literally, this is the brand me and my roommate get... Lesser evil, sinful taste,
yeah.
Clean snacks.
I love that slogan.
Do you want to fuck this popcorn or what?
Yeah, it's a great... It tasted phenomenal.
Organic popcorn, best by September 15th, 2021. That was a little joke for y'all. No, but it's butter flavored, but it uses like coconut oil and Himalayan salt. It's called Himalayan Gold. It's fucking... Yeah. I mean,
It tasted great. And it was not what I was expecting. Here's the thing about these healthy popcorns. Mm-hmm. They need to be healthier.
Yeah.
They got to get, like, you know what I mean? It is definitely healthy than the normal
it's
one.
It's really not bad.
It has to be better.
Really not bad.
You know why? Because every time we eat it, we eat the entire bag. You can't not eat the entire bag. The bags are big. You know, it's not like that bad where, like, you know, the Lay's chips, like, you'll open a bag, it's all air, and there's four chips. Like,
oh, no, this
you know, bags. this one's a little bit
it's
better.
A big bag, too. This is like
they're big bags. I've been eating the Boom Chicka popcorn.
This is so much better, by the way.
That's very
this
good.
This is so much better.
That's very good, honestly. That was good. I like the Boom Chicka Pop as well. I don't know. I think the Boom Chicka Pop might be even less calories.
Really?
Yeah. But, like, you know, I'm eating the entire bag, so that should be the serving size. It shouldn't be under it.
Just tell me how much the whole bag
don't make
is.
It a don't make the serving size a quarter of the bag.
It's funny because I got a pint of Ben, not a pint or what's the little one? Is it a quart or a pint?
You got a gallon of Ben and Jerry's, is what you're saying.
I got a pint, and they have on it like the regular serving size. And if you were to eat the whole thing,
yeah,
it's like here's what a regular human would eat. What it would do to you, but if you want to really do some damage, here's what you can do. It's like 2,000. It's literally. Your entire calorie portion, just eating the whole thing. And I did that one night, just like...
Just fucking went in.
Like, fuck, I wasn't like broken up with or anything. I was like, I want to eat a shit ton of ice cream. And then I saw, you just did 75 grams of fat.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I get that. You know, there's two options. Either eat like a normal person or you could eat like a fat hippo. Like, that's what they're trying to tell you.
You're trying to do some damage or what?
This like is the serving person? Size for normal people and you fat fucking hippopotamus. This is for you.
You're eating this at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But that popcorn is absolutely delicious. Go get yourself some Lesser Evil.
Yeah, that was actually very good. That was my first time tasting it.
Yeah, the second you bit into one of those juicy kernels, you're like, wow.
Yeah. But hey, it's all good. Alex, do you notice anything different about me right now?
Literally not a thing.
Well, I joined a gym. You don't see the fucking gun show right here? Pow!
No. Yeah, it's working out so well.
I'm huge. Get used to it.
Did you even go? Or you just
bro, I went 3 times last week.
Wow.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
When
Friday,
you
got to take off, obviously.
What time of the day do you go?
It depends on my comedy schedule. I was very booked with comedy. So I joined the gym.
Ooh.
I joined the gym on Tuesday after work. So I went after work. I just, like, you know, went there. And then Wednesday, Thursday, I went before work because I had comedy. So then I was just like, I got to do it.
So like before,
but then
work.
Friday happened. I was like, what? I'm like, I gotta relax.
What time are you getting up if you're doing it before work to go to the gym?
The thing is, working from home makes life just so much easier.
Yeah.
You know, I have to be like ready by 9. It's a soft 9 because I could, you know, I don't need to be dressed to check into work. Like I could like throw on a towel and like sit at my computer, log on, like look at my emails for like 20 seconds and then like finish up getting ready. And like, so I would probably be leaving my house like, but hopefully before 8, but like maybe not, you know, go to the gym, you know. Pump out, like, you know, I'm not saving the world over there.
Yeah, I mean, I was spending like a total of 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, I do 4 exercises of whatever, like 3 sets of 4 exercises of whatever muscle group, you know, I'm attacking that day. Mm-hmm. And then I go home.
Twitter fingers today?
Yeah, today was Twitter.
How often are you checking Twitter when you're at the gym? Just like constantly.
Oh, at the gym? No, not really. I'm really tired and like I'm into the music.
Right, but you're also thinking about, damn, I can't believe I haven't come up with
a tweet yet. Sometimes I check. Yeah, so the thing is, like when I used to work out in the morning, I would just like get this random thought and be like, ooh, should I throw that in the draft real quick?
I've really been trying to get myself, because I do the same thing. I don't even really get ready in the morning. I just get out of bed and I get online.
Right? Yeah, you have to just check in. Yeah.
But that's not, I'm not even like checking in. It's like, okay, this is it starting.
Yeah.
You know? But I want to like get up, just have a little routine, maybe go for a run, maybe shower.
You know, in an incredible life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could do that. The thing is, like, I always get myself to do that, like, you know, once or twice, but like I can never be consistent about it. I have to like somehow get consistent. I was consistent when I had like a workout partner, but I don't have that. So like I have to just do it myself, and it's just like something that I'm not, you know, the most interested in doing. Mm-hmm. So I have to like somehow get myself to do it, and I just go alone. I'm just like, it's kind of boring.
Mornings are
I
really
wish my
bitch,
boy
man.
Was here.
Mornings are just really bitch. Every night before I go to sleep, I just set the most highest goals for myself. You're going to get up and run 4 miles in the morning. And then like, it's not even an option when the alarm goes off.
Yeah,
it's
you're like, just what? Like, you're just like, are you kidding?
What?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Who did this? It really all depends on how you wake up. And you know what I was thinking about before? I was like, I think it all has to do with drinking water and being hydrated. But like, and I love like getting myself to drink water. I always want to drink a lot of water before I go to sleep. But then it always wakes me up in the middle of the night because I always have to pee so badly. So I'm just like, fuck. And then like now before I go to sleep, I'm like, I really want to just get a good night's sleep. And I don't have to wake up at like 4 a.m. every single day just to pee. But like, I want to feel good when I wake up. So I want to be hydrated.
Yeah. I mean, like I almost always have a morning piss, like right around the time I should just get out of bed. You know, if I wake up at 8 and I have to piss, maybe just stay up.
Yeah.
You know,
but I never stay up.
Never.
But never.
But you have to. I think what I've realized is that 29 years, almost 30 on this planet. Here's what I've realized. Like when you first wake up, you're not going to feel good. And you
you just don't feel
that.
Good. Yeah.
And I just refuse. Like, no, I'm not getting out of bed until I feel like it's good enough.
Yeah. It depends. Sometimes I'm just like, if I really want to force myself, like I have to do this. Or sometimes like, you know, you've been good.
Yeah.
You've been good. You didn't eat that much last night after 11 p.m.
Yeah.
You had a little bit. You had like 4 sourdough pretzels. It was just like, whatever. Like, yeah, they're big pretzels, but like you could have done worse.
But it's just crazy sometimes the gaps between when I said I'm going to get up and when I actually do.
Yeah.
It can be like 3 hours off.
Interesting. You know? I have been very good. If I have to get up, the thing is, it all depends on have to or not have to.
Yeah, how do you define have to? That's what I struggle with sometimes.
Like if I have anything work-related that I have to like check in for.
Right.
But if it's a personal thing, then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wake up tomorrow and do this. Like I pretty much, I would probably wake up like an actual 15-20 minutes later if I even do it.
Only 15.
So, and I'm still impressed even if I'm running like 15-20 minutes late. And it depends if it's like a personal like go for a run goal or like personal like wake up do this that you got to do goal. Like then I'm impressed that I even do it.
Right.
So like waking up 20 minutes late, like it's like it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But you know, if it's something that I legitimately like must be there for, I'm pretty good with my alarm. Yeah.
Well, tomorrow morning, I'm going to set a goal to wake up at 8 o'clock, go for a 5-mile run, and then write the funniest joke of my life.
Yeah, it's probably all going to happen.
Last episode, we spent a lot of time talking about my kidney stone. Quick update. Spoke to my urologist.
Yeah,
I feel like pretty
much
fine. Feel pretty much fine. He's like, well, it may have dissolved, or you may have just peed it out and not even realized.
I love that.
I was like, what is...
Give me an answer.
I was like, well, what is... If I did pee it out and didn't realize, like, what does that say about me mentally? That I just, like, didn't feel that pain?
Yeah, like, you're
what?
Just, like, pretty, like, Iron Man type shit.
Yeah, no, it's just kind of psycho.
It's, like, pretty much, like, 50 Cent getting shot 9 times.
Exactly.
You're
this
just, like,
worse.
I can't
and,
feel
hey, worst,
pain.
Everyone said worst pain in your life.
Yeah. So
this is worth... I've been shot.
Yeah, you've been.
I gave birth.
Yeah, you pretty much conquered
all
of those.
I've done it all. I've had cancer,
and you're not even 30 yet.
No.
Yeah.
Done it all. But so that really threw me off. I was it's another like they took an X-ray to see where it was.
You know,
like,
it could be this or it could be that. Be like, yeah, I knew that it could be one of those two.
They took an X-ray to see where it was, and like, oops, we don't see it. It could be that it's gone, or it could be that it was just a bad X-ray. Here's a bill for $3,000.
I can't, like, what, yeah, what do they even do?
It's insane.
Yeah, they should charge you should charge them for your time.
For wasting my time.
Yeah.
the guy was like, well, just see how you feel.
Yeah.
Well, I feel good, but like at any moment, is a stone going to come shooting out of my pee-pee?
It's like, is this what you do all day? Yeah. Like, do you have someone else coming in? You're telling them, well, it could be this or it could be that.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's basically just going on WebMD and getting it in person.
Yeah.
So it could be cancer. Could be, I don't know.
Yeah. Could be a huge boulder.
Could be a 4-millimeter stone making its way through your...
You just split your entire body in half.
I love it. I turned 30 and God's like, ah, you're 60 actually. I was watching baseball last night and it was a Braves game.
Yeah.
And you know they have the tomahawk chant thing, the tomahawk. Oh.
Yeah.
And they do that, the tomahawk chop, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
And people find it very offensive to Native American culture.
Okay.
And they started doing it, and this is the first time fans have been at the stands in this amount of people in Atlanta, and they're like, you know what, regardless of where you stand on the tomahawk chop, it's great to hear these.
He said that on TV. Oh my God.
And I think A-Rod said something like, yeah, you gotta love to hear it. It was just funny that these broadcasters felt the need to like cover themselves a little bit, but they did it in like the worst way possible.
They made the situation 10 times worse.
They tried to acknowledge.
They
tried to acknowledge that, like, we know there's some sensitivity around this, but come on. I mean, put it aside for a second.
Yeah.
You know?
Instead of like, I feel like it could have gone completely under the radar if like they didn't talk about
it. They just didn't have to say anything.
They brought it to light and they're like, you know what? Just let it happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't even bring it to light and then just put it back down.
Yeah. The fans are coming alive with their cultural appropriation. Yeah. they're happy to be here. I guess I get why Native Americans would find it offensive. I think we were talking about this. Like,
I'm not a Native American, so I can't say that I would be offended or not.
I've also never. I don't think I've ever met. I'm sure I've met a Native American, but I've never known a Native American and like become friends with one.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to know if they would really find it offensive or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Even with the Redskins thing, I was so like, I guess like,
I feel like also most Native American, I could like, please, please,
we will edit this out if we.
No, I just feel like a lot of them are Americanized by now, and like they didn't like, you know, it kind of faded out. The culture itself kind of faded out because of what happened, but I feel like most of them are kind of Americanized by now, so it's not like they're still like a separated group, you know?
Yeah,
what
I
mean?
Really know. I mean, I think that there certainly are Native American communities that struggle pretty badly with like drug addiction and other types of stuff like that. I don't know.
What do you mean communities?
I'm glad we went this route where we're clearly not educated. Yeah, yeah. I was trying to talk about the fucking Braves.
Yeah, sorry. You asked me if they are offended. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, like, I don't have any Native American friends.
Yeah.
I did.
That's on us.
The most Native American thing I did was play lacrosse.
Yeah. They used to play with heads. You ever seen those textbooks or whatever?
Yeah,
they're just playing with heads.
Yeah,
they did that in dodgeball.
Dude, if I was like
playing with heads,
if I was a colonialist or colonizer, and I saw that, I'd be like, yo, I'm backing the fuck up.
Okay, the corn's not that good. Okay,
yeah. Can you imagine if during the lacrosse game, though, one of the natives, like their team name is called the Braves, and like, they're like actually doing it.
It's also, I feel like it's not bad, you know, I feel like that's what you're kind of going at, like we're making them kind of like, you know, sound badass.
Not sounding badass, but it's like a cosplay, you know, the team is called the Braves. We know that they're not actually representing Native Americans.
Yeah.
We know that like everyone on the team isn't actually Native American. They're just playing baseball in a uniform that references, I guess, their culture. And I guess, I don't know, doing the... Is the chop like something that ever even they really did, or is it kind of just a stereotype of like the, you know?
Yeah, I just feel like that because it's weird because of everything that like, you know, the colonizers did to Native Americans, but like this whole country is like based on Native. Like you go anywhere, like everything is named after Native American. Like my town is Syosset. Yeah, you know, like it's America, it's a Native American name. We're the Braves. We're Syosset Braves. Like,
so basically what you're saying is, yo, we killed your ancestors, but at least we named our towns after you.
It was named that already.
I remember my elementary school name was Sunquam, and that literally in Native American translates to like shithole.
Really?
I swear, I don't know if this was true or not, but it was like a rumor that was going around once that school reopened. It was weird. I went to the Sunquam Elementary School. It was a school they reopened after it closed for 20 years because a student died, like got caught in between gym doors. And then they're like, they just redistrict. They redistricted, and all of a sudden, like, okay, this group of kids, you're going to this school now where a student died 20 years ago. And we were all like, what the fuck? Why do I have to do that? And we went from Signal Hill, which is also a reference to Native Americans. With something about Long Island, I feel like, has a lot of that.
New York,
yeah.
I probably everywhere. Maybe not like in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
But like, I guess probably Florida. I feel like
guys,
everybody.
We promise to do better with our Native American culture understanding.
We need to do a little bit more research.
We promise we'll do better here. Mother's Day. Kind of funny story. Mother's Day was Sunday. Mm-hmm. Saturday night, I was with a gal. And the next morning, she needed to buy Plan B. And this girl had to get Plan B on Mother's Day.
Oh, my God.
And I will say, I used a condom. It broke. Condoms. Just use a condom, right? But it broke.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate. And I didn't realize until after. But it's kind of funny to, like, go celebrate how great moms are when I was like, hey, maybe you shouldn't be a mom yet, you know? Let's not make you a mom. Yeah. Moms are fantastic, but you're not ready for it.
Not yet.
Not that she was like, oh, I'm going to keep it. You know? It was like,
Jesus.
Yeah. She was the one who was like, oh, I'm getting Plan B.
That is literally the most anti-Mother's Day thing you could possibly do. It's like a protest against Mother's Day.
It felt very strange to hug my mom when I got home the next morning. So yeah, it was definitely strange to go home and be like, all right, let's do brunch.
you know, we appreciate mothers so much. Oh, like, what do you do this morning?
The irony of it didn't cross my mind until actual Mother's Day. It was on Saturday that she had to go get it, so not on Mother's Day. Can you imagine walking into Duane Reade on Mother's Day?
Yeah,
buying Plan B.
It's like a ceremonial sacrifice to start off Mother's Day.
It's like, I'm going to do what my mom wish she did.
That's funny.
So yeah, no kid on the way for me. I thought that was, how was your, take me through Iaskowitz Mother's Day.
You know, it was chill. I just went home, you know, we ate a bunch of food. I kind of took a nap. I was like pretty hungover. Mm-hmm. Took a nap. Like, my mom also took a nap, got her a bag, and then we ate a bunch of good food. My grandparents are in from Florida, so like that was the most important part, to get everybody there together.
Yeah,
eating a bunch of food,
all vaxxed up, eating food. You can kiss grandma again.
Yep.
It's funny you mentioned there was so much napping going on.
Yeah, did you? Yeah, I was just gonna ask you. We had some heavy naps.
So much, like the whole family just napping in the living room.
It's just great though. That's like what I would want to do. The weather sucked. It was raining. Yeah. If the weather was better, like it would be a better day. Like my brother was like, we didn't like do anything. My brother was like pissed that we didn't do like sick shit. I feel like
what's that?
I don't know. Like he's just like he needs to do sick shit, and I'm just like, dude, we're chilling. I'm hungover. We're eating a bunch of good food, chips, guac, everything.
We had Bloody Marys. That was pretty fucking kick-ass, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I was going to drink, but then I was like, I'd do enough.
We actually did do stuff. So, with the napping, I got home Saturday at like 5. Met game came on at 7. Me and my dad.
I missed
Both pass out.
Yeah.
Me and my dad just both, like, first my dad starts snoring because he fell asleep first. I'm like, Dad, shut the fuck up. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I'm passed out snoring.
Really?
He's like, Alex, go upstairs. I'm like, fuck you. I just keep sleeping down there. And then we're both just asleep. And then I go upstairs so we can get into fucking SNL. Because that was the night that SNL was on. I went upstairs at like 9 o'clock because I'd been sleeping for like napped for like an hour and a half already. Mm-hmm. And I slept until 11 and then came down to watch SNL.
Yeah.
Everyone obviously like, hey, SNL, Elon Musk hosted and we're still fucking here. Okay. We made it through.
Although, we made it through.
I thought it went way better than I thought. There were some promos that went on Instagram, like, I'm Elon Musk and I am hosting SNL. Like,
yeah. It didn't look like it was going to go well.
They looked brutal. Yeah. It looked real bad.
It looked bad.
His timing was just like way off and it was awkward and weird. But then you found out he had Asperger's. Like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. But like, that aside, fuck that.
Yeah.
Yo, he killed me. I completely take back my stance on Elon Musk SNL. I actually am furious that he was on. He should have never been on. He was a horrible choice to begin with. Doge just tanked, man. Yeah. It just tanked.
Yeah. I think that you could argue, though, if it was never announced that he was doing it, it would have never gotten up to like 70 where it was before, but now it's back down to like 40.
Yeah, it's down more, though, I feel like. Like, you had like 17 months rent. Aren't yeah. you pissed?
I'm pretty pissed. But
he went up there. He's like, yeah. It's fake. It's a hustle.
Yeah, I'm pissed that I did that. I don't, but I'm also just like pissed at myself. I'm just so glad I'm not one of those people who put in like a ton of money into this.
Yeah.
Like they're fucking, if you're putting your, like, I know someone who put their life savings, like I wouldn't advise to do that.
Yeah. I mean, like, relatively speaking, it wasn't a ton of money, but for me, it was like pretty much my entire net worth, which is like $200.
I mean, listen, I lost like $2,000 over the span of like a day and a half, and I could for sure. I could have used that money.
Yeah, you could have.
And like, I was thinking of selling at least some.
I bought more when it dipped.
Yeah, I'm not putting any more money into it. I'm just going to.
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to ride it.
Yeah, and then it started going up, and then now it's just going back down.
Let's not talk about too much about trying to fucking pontificate on where Dogecoin is going to go. But yeah, so
my entire life.
We've talked about it for like the
literally my entire life.
This is like the most.
It's my future, Alex, and you're just brushing it away like it's no big deal, but my future is in Dogecoin. I really need it.
I think I have more money than you do.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's more effective towards me, right?
Okay.
You're chilling.
Yeah, I am
chilling. I'm fucked if this keeps going down. I am toast, man.
Dude, don't you have like $500 in this?
That is everything to me.
You haven't been in, you don't have a 401k. I forgot.
Oh, I wish I had 401k. I put it into Doge.
So anyway, I thought Elon was way better than I anticipate him to be. I also, with the Asperger's thing, like some people got all outraged that he said that because he said during his monologue, I'm the first SNL host to have Asperger's. And then people were like, well, for 40 years, Asperger's wasn't being diagnosed. So that's not true. There were definitely some comics on there that had, they didn't even wait to see, like literally in the next breath, he said, at least the first to admit it.
Yeah.
They, you know, when people who become like conspiracy theorists or like super right wing, they freak out about how the media like distorts things. That's exactly what they're talking about. Cause the headline just says like, you know, Elon Musk says first host to ever have Asperger's, even though they're, you know, like that's the headline.
Oh,
that's,
people wrote articles about that.
Like, well, yeah.
And I thought you were just saying people were mad on Twitter.
No, I think there
that's
was like a headline.
Crazy. Yeah. People just have to because like they wrote all these like crybaby articles about Elon Musk hosting SNL. Mm-hmm. So now they have to be like, once that Asperger's thing came out, instead of like being like happy for that, which one of those like crybaby bloggers would normally do,
right.
They have to like be like, well, he's not like the first one, you know. You don't know, like shut up.
Also,
man.
And he's getting shit on so much. I don't think that this was new. I think it was public knowledge that he Asperger's. I just didn't know that. So, like, I guess it's funny in this atmosphere where we're all like, "Hey, don't offend anybody. You can shit on the guy with Asperger's as long as he's super rich, wealthy, and powerful." Okay, yeah. Got it. Now
they can't change.
Understood.
They can't just be like, "Okay, you know what? Maybe we took it too far, and we got mad for no reason, and we realized that." This isn't that big of a deal. They like have to double down on it.
Yeah.
They have to.
This guy should be kind of like a hero, you know?
Yeah. Except the fact that I hate him.
Yeah, you hate him.
And what he did was horrible.
Should have followed your dad's advice and cashed it all out.
I cashed most of it out.
What else are you going to say?
But then I bought back in, motherfucker.
Exactly what you're not supposed to do. Yeah. You just bought it at a higher price than immediately dipped. Ultimately, SNL also got a ton of publicity off this. And I think that this is what they should just keep doing, is keep bringing on people that liberals hate that are just woefully unqualified to be hosting a sketch comedy show.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, bring on Tucker Carlson. let Tucker Carlson host SNL. Because liberals love to just get outraged.
Yeah.
You know? So let's let them get outraged, because it'll probably be hilarious. It was kind of funny watching a guy who did not belong on a stage.
Yeah,
trying to do this.
I honestly didn't. I have to watch the entire episode. I only saw the part where like he ruined my entire future in the Weekend Update. That's the only part I really watched. But I did hear that he wasn't really that bad, and it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, he was. The sketches were. There were some sketches that just like totally flopped, and like I'm not going to criticize SNL anymore, because I feel like a lot of comics are like, fuck SNL, like, these skits aren't funny, and they think they could do better, but, like, I've never written a sketch in my life.
Yeah, it's tough. So you know? Like, I'm not, and they have to, like, do it every single week.
Yeah, it's like, I'm supposed to believe that these are, like, the best people at it. So, like, mean, I expect more, I guess, yeah. But I'm not going to shit on them anymore.
I mean, give, like, me 400K a yeah. year. Like, I think I'd figure it out.
Like, some of these people, but maybe, like, the higher.
I mean, when I get it, I'll be like, yeah, no. Up that shit.
Yeah.
Or else I'm going to go back to sitting on my couch.
I've never heard my take on Native Americans. I think I deserve a little more than this. But I think, yeah, keep going. Get Tucker Carlson on there.
Oh, my
get
God.
Get Rachel Dolezal in there to yeah. host. But get the Dersh. Alan Dershowitz.
Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah. There was a nice little Gen Z sketch with all these young kids. I'd like to see an Alan Dershowitz version of that geez, sketch with all these little kids up there.
Ugh. That so would
I
be
think,
bad.
And that's how you'll get viewers.
Yeah.
They got me to watch. That's the
back
first
to
time.
Back to back to back.
That's the first time that I've sat down and watched a full episode of SNL since Bill Burr hosted, which was when?
Oh, well, yeah, like a little
months
bit ago.
Several months ago.
That's also great for the show. Someone like Bill Burr. Oh, he got roasted.
Yeah, but, like, he's uncancelable. It just doesn't yeah. matter.
Once you have your own crowd, you can't be canceled.
Yeah. And that was obviously huge. That episode, there were some sketches that were hysterical.
Yeah, like, really super good. Funny. And all the bloggers were like, blah, 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 yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Cross the line.
Yeah.
And obviously, the Elon Musk, like, they didn't do anything that even came close to crossing the line. The most, like, memorable
course.
Sketch was him dressing up as Wario.
Because, like, I feel like he is, like, what he... Why are people bad? Like, you know what I mean? It goes back to the whole thing. Like, he didn't cross the line. But, yeah, but, like, does he cross the line? Like, did he ever, like, really get people pissed off? Or he's just, like, super rich?
I think people hate that he's super rich and that he said stupid shit. One stupid thing about that master dumb. And he apologized for it.
Yeah. I mean...
Listen, I don't get everyone's obsession. I don't love Elon Musk because I don't get this whole obsession with, like, going to Mars and being a multiplanetary species, because it's not going to be me going to Mars.
Yeah.
It's going to be rich people going to Mars, at least
or
in my
do you think
lifetime.
It's going to be rich people or the opposite? Do you think rich people will stay
it's
and
be
poor
a vacation.
People go to Mars?
It's going
to
be a vacation destination for rich people to begin with. And then once, like, the climate stuff happens and they need to depopulate, then they'll kick all the poor people and put them on Mars.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You think so, or you read it? You read it somewhere?
No, that's my bet.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really give it. I don't care about Mars. I would love to know if aliens are out there for real.
I care if it happens, like, you know, tomorrow or something. Like, if you're saying, oh, it's in, like, 40 years, I'd be like, yeah, but that's, like, in 40 years. Like, so.
It's just like if someone was like, oh, we landed on Mars, but, like, I already saw The Martian. I know what this looks like. You know, I've seen the movie. It was a great movie. I saw
Matt Damon, like, he did well in that movie, Mars. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, The Martian. I know. I don't care, really.
Yeah.
About going to space.
Interesting.
It's cool. I think it's become, it's also like a competitive thing
terrified.
Amongst countries.
If you could, like, start vacationing and taking rockets into space, like, I would feel like you'd have to do it. But, like, I also feel like I would just be so scared the entire time. Like, we're literally in space right now. Like, there's nothing here. Like,
but, I mean, could you imagine how much that costs to go to space, to launch a rocket and send people to space? Like, it's not going to be run-of-the-mill regular people doing that for
yeah, but
a
once,
long time.
Once they
ever.
Make it, like, once they were able to, like, make it normal, it's going
to
be like...
Yeah, once they make it, like, an MTA to Mars,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
that'll be real pleasant. Yeah. You're looking so way to Mars.
Yeah.
It's homeless people panhandling. On your rocket ship up to Mars, but it becomes this public transportation.
Or not even just going straight to Mars, just like literally just, it's like a tourist thing, like where you just like take a rocket around Earth and you just like look at Earth or some shit.
Is that like that's like a several day journey, I think.
Well, they should make them faster.
All right. Forget it. Here we go. It should be better.
Yeah, we should be better. There are a few things that like make no sense. Well, like
I'm saying it could be better.
Yeah.
But not any time in our lifetime.
I don't know. Look. Here's a couple things. Here's one thing that we want to kind of generalize this into a segment, and we're going to call it, Why Doesn't This Exist Yet? What Are We Even Doing? That's what we're going to call it.
And anytime we try to introduce a segment, it's always like, not, it's not half-baked.
It's like a three-baked.
It's just a bunch of words.
It's like a three-sentence
title. It's a premise. Really.
Like, why doesn't this exist yet? Like, what are we even doing?
What are we even doing?
Besides the whole, you know, let's travel around Earth really quickly thing, you know, on my way back, we thought we were going to record the podcast yesterday, and there was a bunch of traffic. It was raining. That's why there was a bunch of traffic and whatever. But you also couldn't really see anything. Like, you couldn't see the road. My brother, like, turned into the wrong turning lane. I'm just like, wait, why don't we have street paint that glows in the dark yet?
Yeah.
Why do we have to be blind at night? What is the point of that? I don't understand.
Well, also, like, in Florida, they have the reflectors on the on the street paint, right?
Yeah, like, I think they have some of those.
It's much easier
lights
to see at night. But yeah, like on the highways in New York.
Like, why don't they just like also like why we can't make the paint glow in the dark or something? That's not like, is that the craziest idea? People can't see what's going on out there.
Glow like, in the dark street make, paint.
Yeah, it's so easy and simple. What why am I? Is not am I a genius or something? Because I know I'm not. Am I a genius, Alex?
No, you're absolutely
I'm
not a genius.
Not a genius. So then why am I thinking of this before other people are?
It's insane. Maybe Elon Musk should focus on this instead of making us a multiplanetary species.
Yeah, Elon, what the hell, man?
Why doesn't this exist? What are we even doing? Here's mine. Equal volume commercials.
Oh, yeah.
You ever watching a TV show and a commercial comes on at one volume and the next commercial is like 30 times louder?
I feel like we're better than that.
How is that a thing still?
I don't know. It's annoying. What are we even doing?
It's crazy when I'm like laying in bed all comfy and I'm watching a show and then a commercial comes on for, you know, panties or whatever. What's coming on late night.
And it's super loud. And it screams. Obviously. Also, like,
what are we even doing? Why are we doing this?
Yeah, why doesn't this exist yet? And like, what are we even doing if it doesn't exist yet? And you know what the worst part about that is? It's you. Then it gets in your head. You're like, I have to lower my volume. This is too loud. So you go, you lower the volume. Then your show starts. Be like, I can't hear a fucking thing. I can't hear a goddamn thing. And then you have to make your TV louder again. Exactly. And then that commercial comes on. And it's like, what are we even doing?
Why are we here?
Why doesn't this exist yet? What are we even doing?
Retroactively add to the list. Why does this exist? What are we doing? How are we not rocket proof?
Yeah, that's China's crazy.
From space.
It's the same. It's the same technology as bubble trouble with the kidney stones. Yeah. Just keep shooting it. Make it a little smaller. We should be meteor proof.
By the way, did you mark yourself safe from the rocket landing in the Indian Ocean?
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't mark
yourself. Wait. I wanted to talk about it and I forgot to talk on the pod. Is there an update with the Chinese spaceship that that's what you're talking about. That's what I'm asking.
It fell in the Indian Ocean.
It always falls in an ocean. Thank God.
Because I forget what percentage water this planet is.
Yeah, I know. But like, it never falls on. And if it was, like, are we just going to look at it fall? Like, am I just going to like look up the sky and be like, oh, it's like it's falling? Like, shouldn't we be able to track it? Like, get rid of it? Like, what are we even doing? Why does this exist yet?
It is crazy to think that, like, yeah, it's probably going to land in the water. Like, but like,
yeah, right? Like, what if it just like happened to be landing in New York City? Like, would we just look up and just be like, yay, that thing's falling on us.
Hopefully it hits Times Square.
Not near the Three Monkeys. It's got to be monkeys proof.
Yeah,
and there was a shooting in Times Square.
Yeah,
while I was at the monkey, not while, but like 20 minutes after I got to the monkeys.
There was like 9 mass shootings this weekend.
Was it? I don't know if it was a mass shooting.
Why do these exist? Yeah, what are we even doing?
Yeah, why do these exist?
9 mass shootings in a goddamn weekend.
Yeah, we should.
And we're freaking out about Elon Musk hosting fucking SNL.
Yeah, I mean, at this rate, humans should be bulletproof pretty soon. I feel like we talked about this too.
I think that there's too many.
There's this like evolution. Like
there's too many guns, and we're never gonna get rid of them. The only solution is to make humans bulletproof.
Bulletproof, 100%,
flawless.
I mean, again, 50 Cent. Is he like the ultimate human?
Yeah.
Somehow it always goes back.
The Matrix had it right, man. We gotta be bulletproof.
Yeah, there's two technologies that we're talking about. It's the bubble trouble, shoot it down with the lasers, or make it keep shooting it until it gets small enough where it doesn't matter anymore. That relates to kidney stones, and also it's always the series of mirrors that somehow fixes every problem.
Yeah. It's going to take far too much explaining to get everyone on board with that one.
Yeah, the series of mirrors. I mean, there's just so many problems that arise in life that can be fixed by a series of mirrors. And it usually has to do with being able to see the TV or something.
Like while you're getting a snack, oh, if only there were a series of mirrors where I could see the TV.
Yeah, or if you're in the shower and you're trying to like keep watching the Met game or something. Like if there's just a series of mirrors that can go, and then it won't reverse that. Like you can look into the shower too. Right. And then that would be bad.
Right. Yeah. All right. Let's conclude. Why does this exist? Yeah. What are we even doing?
Yeah. We'll have a bunch more. Don't worry about that.
There are a couple news stories that we want to hit on. I mean, we were talking about the cyber attack on the U.S. pipeline. Let's introduce another segment, Care, Don't Care.
Care, Don't Care.
Corey, we got a cyber attack. A bunch of Russians attacked our U.S. pipeline. That's basically setting off some alarm bells about our availability of fuel on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Care, Don't Care.
You know, am I worried about this? Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
So do you care, though?
Nah.
I
don't care.
Say you don't care about the hack.
I don't think I care.
Say you don't care about the ransom.
I'm not worried. You know, it is an interesting story, these cyber attacks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the funny part about it was that, like, they came out on the web and they're like, hey, not trying to cause a ruckus right now. Because it's a criminal group from Russia. Mm-hmm. But they just, like, had to come out on the dark web. Be like, whoa, guys. Like, just making sure. Not trying to start, like, World War Z right now.
Yeah.
We just wanted some dough. we just want to get some money. So, like, they just happened to exploit our entire energy fuel or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm interested to see if that's, like, because if that's been confirmed. Because that's been their initial report. Is that, like, it probably had nothing to do with Russia. But, like, this has been happening, these cyber attacks, a lot. Like, the last one, the SolarWinds hack. Like, they're usually, the Russians are just stealing information. But this mm-hmm. is the first time that one happened where they could really cause, like, some fucking chaos.
Yeah, some hoopla.
Like, you talk about shutting down fuel supply, shutting down the electrical grid. Like, that's different type of warfare type stuff that yeah. you hear about.
And if my Wi-Fi is off, I'll be fucking pissed.
You steal my Netflix password, I don't give a shit. But if you cut off my Wi-Fi where I can't even watch Netflix, like, I will murder you.
Yeah. I mean, if you cut off my Wi-Fi during the hours of 9 to 5 from Monday to Friday, it won't be too pissed.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, after hours or I'm, like, in the middle of, like, watching something sick and, like, you somehow hack into the United States, you know, energy grid and shut off my mm-hmm. Wi-Fi, I'll be pretty pissed. Yeah. And then I would care.
That's why I'm saying preemptively
yeah,
care.
Yeah,
because I feel like that's where we're headed.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, it's very hard to... Yeah, I'm going care on this one.
You're going care.
Because it was usually, like I said...
Oh, you set me up, man.
No, this was your argument, man.
Oh, you set me up.
This was your argument. You think it's just like...
You're trying to make me out to look like a bad person.
No, you read most of the story. You knew what was going on.
Okay.
You formed your own opinion, Corey.
Okay.
I'm not trying to look better than you. Let's move on to the next one.
Wait, no, because I have more to talk about with that. I thought you were going to go into saying how you cared.
Oh, that, this is why I do care, because it's an escalation of the type of, like, hacking that we see.
I get that, yeah. Also, like, I had this point that I kind of want to bring out. I just feel like this is how these guys get jobs, you know? Like, in order to get their job, they're great hackers. They have to show their ability, so they have to hack into the United States mainframe, and that's how they get their CIA jobs. The mainframe, the database. I'm just taking words from 24. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's it could be seen as like if you can break this, you're hired.
Yeah, that's what I think all these cyber attacks are.
And fuck a job,
these are just
right?
job interviews yeah. to get into the CIA.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's like when those people who like apply for these jobs, they make it like, you know, I know people. I feel like I've heard like three stories of like someone getting. Interviewing for Spotify mm-hmm. and like just making their resume Spotify. Like these guys, they have to show some way that they're actually really good with like technology. So they just have to hack into the
mainframe. You give me the next one. Just read that headline.
Let's see what we got. Melinda Gates initiated divorce around the time Bill's association with Epstein came out. Ooh.
I'm going to go care on this one. It's just good to see that Melinda had a line.
Yeah.
You know? She had a line in the sand. Stuck to it.
Yeah.
You know, infidelity. I'm not saying that there was infidelity, but like if there was some infidelity, making vaccines and putting microchips in people, that's all okay. But if you're going to hang out with Jeffrey Epstein, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah. No, I get that. I mean, hey, Melinda, care to go into further detail?
Yeah.
care to go into further detail, Melinda? Like, let's hear about the association with Jeff.
I was thinking
with Jeffy
this,
Epps.
There's
right?
way too many powerful people with connections to Jeffrey Epstein for there not to have been a lot of weird shit that went on. And when you're saying like, can we hear about it? I don't know if we could handle here. I put this in the category of knowing whether or not aliens are real, whether or not we could handle the truth about how many people were associated with Epstein.
Yeah,
because
if
you really learned that Bill Clinton really did do this shit or whatever, or Trump or like anybody else, like you think the conspiracy theories are getting bad now? If all this shit came to be real,
yeah, that's
like,
what was
oh
happening.
Oh my god,
you bro, know? Wayfair, remember that?
Yeah, Wayfair, you got the kids I need.
I mean, that's
Wayfair. You make shopping for kids a breeze.
Yeah. Damn, Melinda, man.
All right, one more. This actually isn't a news story. This was an article I know you care a lot about.
Yeah. So I wish I had the article, the title of the real article. This is it happened maybe a week or so or something. The CEO of the Washingtonian came out with this like op-ed piece saying that there are going to be risks if you don't want to come into the office to work. And like she kind of made it seem like, you know, this is what's going to eventually happen with society if you don't want to come into the office. But it's like clearly everybody else sees it as like, this is what we're going to do as a threat. So if you don't come into the office, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So she's anti like work from home culture. Her main risks or pretty much threats was that if you're working from home, you're going to be ended up looking as a contract worker instead of a full-time employee. Mm-hmm. Because she was saying that people are paid as full-time employees with the whole package because of office culture and interacting with employees. It's just total bullshit.
Total bullshit, yeah.
She's so full. Like, I read that. I was just like, this is so full of shit.
I hate to judge people purely on the looks, but this woman looks like
she's scary looking. Yeah, she's a scary looking lady too.
Yeah, she looks like a fucking nightmare.
I mean, how bullshit is that?
Yeah, to say that. Here's one thing I will say: people are probably like, "I'm never going back to the office or whatever."
Yeah,
like, you can't have it both ways right now. Like, we're pretty much getting back to normal life. If your boss is like, "Hey, our company, like, we're back to doing our thing," you know, come to the office. You know, that then just go in because these people are like throwing a protest.
which
just go to the office then. If you're gonna put in that much effort to protest, just go to work.
Interesting. Yeah, that take is too. I do stand with the people who are protesting because it did kind of piss me off. They're just like trying to squeeze. She's trying to like normalize squeezing every little thing out of like an employee. Yeah. Like because even though these people are getting their work done, God forbid they like. Or have an hour to themselves like during the workday, even though that they're getting the work done, instead of just being in the office while pretending to like do work, stare at your screen and like stress out about like being caught looking not doing work, even though you did it already.
This all reminds me of something my dad told me one time because we're talking about like, he was talking about people who stay really late at work. He's like, yeah, these older guys at the office, some of them will stay really late at work because they hate their wives.
Yeah, that's what happens
like,
too.
That's what this woman is doing. Like she just hates her life or her husband or whatever her home life is. She's like, we're all going back to the office.
Yeah, we have to.
I can tell people what to do and they listen to me.
Honestly, like this lady also probably wasn't even in the office 5 days a week. I doubt it. She's a CEO of the company. She's probably traveling, like doing all this stuff, like going on like business meetings elsewhere. She's not sitting in the office.
Yeah.
And like, God forbid, you know, you have an hour to yourself. It's just like so annoying. People think that just because you're working from home, you're going to be less productive or like not do your work. Like if you don't do your work, you get fired. If you do your work and also have time to do laundry, maybe play a little Fortnite, like what's the big deal?
Yeah.
You're getting paid to do your job that you are doing. God forbid you have some time to yourself instead of like slaving over pretending to look like you're actually doing stuff in the office when you don't have stuff to do.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
I think if you want to make millennials, I can't wait to see what a nightmare Gen Zs are in the working force.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Don't you want your like workers to be happier?
You have to have a hair bleaching salon on deck at all the Gen Z offices going
forward. Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of hair dye.
Piercings.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, that is like slowly becoming life, and like these people, I feel like I just can't take it. They're just like, God forbid, people have something to do.
Yeah,
God forbid.
I think what you're saying, you deal with millennials is saying to them, get your work done, however, whenever. Don't really care, but if you don't, you're gonna get fired.
Yeah, do whatever you want. And you know these people are just so obsessed with office culture. Just like,
and
so
it's about showing face too.
Yeah,
they're like saving face. Just like, yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
I'm still here. You're leaving now. I'm still grinding, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what people miss. They're trying to show the hustle culture in the office.
Yeah.
You're leaving right now, dude? How you ever going to get these stacks, bro, if you're leaving right now?
Yeah. And like it just, I feel like even if you do your stuff and like you don't stay after and do all that just to like look good.
Yeah.
It's just like everyone's just so full of shit.
Yeah.
That's like pretty much what this whole podcast is like derived from.
Everyone's full. We don't care about your shit. All that matters is being likable.
Just do your shit.
All that matters in the end, people, is whether or not other people like you.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend like that doesn't matter.
And get money from Doge.
Yeah. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back again next week, every week. We're never take a day off.
Never. No days off. No that's us.
I think I have some friends that still think that's the name of the podcast.
No days off.
Please rate, review, subscribe. It'll make us happy because that's what this is all about, folks. We're putting this out because we want to make ourselves happy.
Yeah, we really should say in the beginning, but please, you're the best. Guys, rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars, 4 stars, 2 stars.
I don't care what it is.
And just tell your friends, share the clips. You know, make it your profile picture.
Yeah.
DM everybody you know on Instagram that are clips.
Every conversation you have, bring up
all days
up.
Yeah.
Just get in their ear about just the riveting conversation and the very long, dragged on endings.
Yeah. They're
quite
funny.
Hey.
Treat yourself. Travel abroad. Go to Europe. Talk about all days off there.
Yeah. What are we even doing?
We're spreading. We're spreading the love.
See you next time.